This is the Capricorn FM podcast.
Anyway, let me take this opportunity and jump into our next conversation, where we are joined on the line by the president of Netball South Africa and the president of Netball Africa, Cecilia Mlukwane. Press, good evening and welcome to Sports on Capricorn.
Good evening and good evening to all the listeners of Capricorn FM.
Thank you so much.
Are you wearing your Netball Friday t-shirt? That's the first question I'm going to ask.
Yes, ma'am. We never make a miss. We always make sure. Even the last week we were there throughout the whole, you know, first part of the league. So we are always there. We're always supporting.
Thank you. I'm happy to hear that.
Thank you so much, Ms. Cecilia. But let's get into the conversation where, you know, we have seen, the first part of the Telkom Netball League taking place at the Ngwako Ramatlodi Sports Complex. Your take as to how, you know, Limpopo hosted, you know, the first round?
You know, I cannot thank the people of Limpopo. I don't even have words to thank them and my gratitude towards them. You know, I think the vibe at Ngwako Ramatlodi was the one that was needed, especially when you're looking that we are 83 days towards the World Cup, and we want the vibe to be in the country and to for people to understand that netball is here and feel it, the World Cup is here. And the people of Limpopo really amazed a lot of people because we went into our social medias, we went into the TV, you know, ratings of what was the viewership. And we got that. We got a lot of increase in viewership on TV, and our social media was just buzzing. People were happy with the atmosphere, the vibrancy of the people of Limpopo. And most importantly, the kind of netball that was displayed at Ngwako Ramatlodi for those 5 days.
And talking about the kind of netball that were displayed, you know, President, the exciting thing is that, you know, most of the people that came into, you know, the sports complex also got to witness some of their favorite, you know, Spar Proteas players being part of, you know, the league and showcasing their talent today.
Look, it was an opportunity for them to see these stars before they go and play the World Cup. I mean, having that close encounter with the Bongim Somi and the Izet Grizzles and the Tumima Shokos and, you know, all the players that were there, Nomfundo Ngomezulu, I can name all of them, but having that close encounter with them, it meant a lot to the young ones. I've seen them, you know, even waiting for them after they play the games outside, just to want their autographs and to say they want to take pictures with them, because these are memorable pictures. You know, these are memories that no one can take away from you, and no one can actually make take that moment away from you. And the little ones really, really enjoyed seeing the stars, and they are role models. You know, sometimes we have role models, but we never even have a chance of being with them or talking to them or doing what they engage with them, and that's what I love. And the kind of netball they displayed and the discipline they displayed, because, you know, when you are somebody's role model, these little kids look up to you, and whatever you do, they emulate you in what you're doing. So I liked what the girls were doing, and their humbleness, you know, the humbleness of the girls, and the fact that the coaches gave these players that opportunity of engaging with these players that are looking up to them, it really meant a lot to us.
And one other thing that, you know, me and some of my colleagues who were there talked about was, you know, the support that came from, you know, the Department of Sports and Arts and Culture from the province, the Limpopo Sports Academy, different stakeholders. And also I've seen, you know, people from the Limpopo Tourism also joining it. I'm sure it might be exciting to see, you know, all these stakeholders making sure that, you know, a tournament or a league of this magnitude becomes a success in the province.
Look, we were happy that it went to that level, that they came and supported us that much. The support is really needed and appreciated. We really appreciate the support. Even though, I want to be honest, Netball South Africa carried everything that was done there, and most of the things were carried by us. I'm not going to give people credit where it's not you, but I'll give credit to Polokwane Municipality. He gave us this venue for free. And you know, they were there for us and transported people even at the opening ceremony for them to come there. But I cannot give credit to where it's not you. I'm not that kind of a person. I actually struggled with this province to host this CNN league in Limpopo. Mm-hmm. I struggled, but anyway, it's done and dusted. It's water under the bridge. Thank you, because I know that the only support that I got was the one that actually giving us the artist that sang at the opening ceremony, for which it didn't alleviate a lot of finances that we had to spend here in the provinces, not for South Africa, unlike in other provinces. I have to be honest. When you go to other provinces, we are helped big time. And I cannot sit here and give credit where it's not due. I'll give credit to Polokwane Municipality, which came in and gave us that venue and gave us the staff members and everything to work there. You know, the game started early in the morning and finished in the evening. And really, I would really love to see more support from Limpopo, because this kind of things make us not to think twice of bringing things on this on the home ground.
And just coming back to the netball, we've seen, you know, new teams being, you know, formed and brought in, Sonoblomo and the Lilies. Your take on, you know, this initiative to bring, you know, new clubs in?
Look, we are growing netball in the province. We're growing netball in the country. We're growing netball in the districts. We're growing netball everywhere. So We thought of, you know, if we preach growth and we say we're taking netball back to the people and we want us to grow. There's not only 12 players. There's not only 12 players in the province of Limpopo. So let's give teams, the provinces, more teams to play. And let's make sure that as we're giving them more teams to play, they really, you know, get that exposure that they need. Because, you know, We say we want to grow, so Gauteng has got two teams, KZN has got two teams, Eastern Cape has got two teams, Western Cape has got two teams. Now Free State and Limpopo are coming to have two teams. So to me it's growth, because it's not only about the players, it's also about the coaches, the management of the team, and everybody else that is involved. So, and it gives even that child that never thought would make a, you know, a provincial team to go and play the TNL, it gives them hope. You know, it gives them hope.
And then we are going to be heading to Pretoria, the Hatfield Arena, one of the arenas that has been a custodian of, you know, netball in South Africa. It's exciting, you know, to see how every time it goes there, there's a lot of support that comes in.
Look, it has all become a home of TNL now, the Hatfield Arena. I mean, people are used to that. People are even saying, why didn't you bring the opening ceremony to Hatfield Arena, President? I said, people shall say. And, you know, and when we do these things, we don't only have one province in South Africa. We've got nine provinces. We must take this tournament to nine provinces, as nine teams, actually, nine provinces are competing. So I know the hype is going to be very high at Hatfield Arena. You know, Gauteng people, in a way, I would like to say, they like competing a bit. As they are competing a bit, the way they are competing, I know they'll feel the Hatfield Arena. They'll never outclassed by Limpopo, but I think we've done our best, and I'm looking forward to the 2nd of June, as I know that even on that day, the trophy of the World Cup will be at the Hatfield Arena. That is the road I know it's going to take us. After it go from the Union Building and Netball South Africa office, it will go to the Hatfield Arena for all the players to see the World Cup trophy physically there.
And now, talking about the World Cup, we are still counting down, President, and we've seen, you know, people around, you know, the country coming up in arms and making sure that Netball Friday is an initiative that is respected and adhered to. And, you know, it's an exciting thing when you go on social media and on a Friday like this one and just go hashtag Netball Friday and you see people in a different colors.
I love it. It gives me goosebumps. You know, as I'm talking to you now, it gives me goosebumps. I love it. You know, I was talking to one minister yesterday. I was talking to the Minister of Coxa yesterday. And as we were talking on WhatsApp, she said to me, you know, I never knew netball. I never followed netball. But now I'm the number one fan of netball, and not because of I used to be a mayor at the municipality that you worked at, but just because of the hype and the liveliness you guys bring into netball. Everybody now loves netball. We talk about netball. She said to me, I never thought I would find myself talking netball. But yes, I can sit with my colleagues and talk netball. It also gave me goosebumps when she said that, to say, you know what, netball has changed, and netball is going to do a lot to a girl child and the boy child. And it's one thing that will also try and bring the nation together. Remember, one thing that can bring this nation together, as a rainbow nation that we are, it's sport. Mm-hmm. And that World Cup, this World Cup that is coming, is going to bring us all together, because we'll all be rooting for the Spaport years anyway. Whether you are from Limpopo, you are from Northwest, you are from Cape Town, you are from anywhere in the country, you'll be rooting for. You know that is there. You'll be rooting for the Spaport years. So I have good fun. You know, when I see people posting Netball Friday t-shirts, and some calling me to say, President, when can I get one? Where can we do this?
Yeah.
I just got the goosebumps.
And you know, talking about, you know, the exciting things and what people do, we got a moment, you know, to interact with Litsatsi, and I kind of felt like a little kid that used to watch, you know, cartoons from back in the day, and it's one of the things that I've taken away from, you know, meeting Litsatsi, that not only the young ones are excited about meeting Litsatsi, but even adults are taking to a different world when they meet Litsatsi.
The first time I saw Litsatsi, I cried. I cried because for me it was a reality to say this World Cup is happening. It's no longer a dream, Cecilia, that you once had when you were sleeping to say, I want to do this. And I love the way Litsatsi engages with people, whether you are young, old, and whatever. And what excites me is, You got excited when you met Litsatsi. And look,
yes,
you're not even a young boy or a small boy who says, I want to meet Litsatsi. And
no. That's
a feeling I love, that when we meet Litsatsi, we're like, wow. And you must buy the little Litsatsi that they are selling. I think they're already on market. You must buy them and have Litsatsi in your vicinity and say, you know, I have Litsatsi with me.
That will be our souvenir. We have to buy it.
Yeah, you the correct English. I give Nariba Arima for the souvenir.
But Fraz, as we count down to the World Cup, how are things looking up? Are other nations communicating their excitement coming into the country soon?
You know what is funny? I get more WhatsApps now and more emails than ever. Because everybody now wants to come to South Africa. They see that this is happening, it's a reality. Asking me about ticket sales, which tickets are left. And I always send them to 2023 website, 2023 office, to say, guys, the Yes World Cup is key for us now, but these are the people that you should contact. But we're getting a lot of overseas requests of people saying, we want to be there, and this is what is happening. So, ticket sales and everything is going well. I know that the concept of the opening ceremony is done and it's been approved, the closing ceremony done and be approved. As I'm talking to you, I can confidently say people are busy training and practicing on how to do the opening ceremony, how to dance, how to do those things. And I'm going to Cape Town next year to have a bit of a preview of what will be happening on the 28th of July.
And just lastly, President, I think I've heard it firsthand because I was there when you mentioned it, but just give, you know, the people out there the idea and the reason behind why you chose the 28th of July and running into August.
You know, the 28th is a very important day, if people might understand and remember the 28th. The 28th of July, we chose the month of July because of it's a Mandela month. And in this country, if we talk about where we are, me and you, and why we are who we are, me and you right now, and that we can talk so freely, me and you, and be able to even host the World Cup, me and you, is the sacrifices that Utata made for us.
Amen.
Then we felt as netball, as netball, that we want to hold this World Cup in Mandela month. You know, we would have loved to do the opening ceremony on the 18th, but we set 28, then he's working a bit because there's a bit of an age there.
Yeah.
10 days after his birthday. And we said, okay, we're going to the 6th of August. Why the month of August? It's because of its Women's Month.
Hallelujah.
And as the biggest female sport federation in the country, we thought it's very important and significant that we celebrate this beautiful milestone and this history-making tournament, you know, that for the first time in the country that a women-led federation, the female-led federation and the second biggest federation in the country, which is female, which is netball, it's celebrated on Women's Month. As I said, we would have liked to start it on the 18th and end it on the 9th of August, but we had to make compromises. But we will end it 3 days before, you know, Women's Day. And I know that on Women's Day, we'll be celebrating a medal that the girls will be having.
President, really, really appreciate it. And thank you so much for, you know, letting our listeners know behind the reasoning as to why those, you know, months were chosen. Thank you so much and all the best as we count down to the World Cup.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.